This is a statement that we make in order to fence the table. Because as we come to the table, it's much like coming to the burning bush. Here we have a symbol and a representation of the glory of Jesus Christ and His grace. And when Moses presumed to come, God said, "Do not come near, for the place that you are standing is holy ground." And God today is warning you, if you are not in Christ, if you are not a member in one of His churches, do not come near the supper. It's a holy supper. God only allows those that He draws near and that He allows and commands in His word. And so I just want to remind you of that. But this statement will help elaborate a little bit on that. We take the Lord's Supper believing that our Savior brings blessing and true spiritual nourishment through the supper to those who receive it by faith. The Lord's Supper becomes an effectual means of blessing and spiritual nourishment only by the blessing of Christ and the working of the Spirit in those that by faith receive the supper. Faith in Christ is a saving grace whereby we receive and rest upon Him alone for salvation, as He is offered to us in the gospel. Therefore, the Lord's Supper is for believers only. We further believe that believers should be baptized upon their profession of faith and be members of a gospel-preaching church before they partake of the supper with us here in this congregation. Now, if you have any questions about the supper and who should participate, please see one of the elders. That means that if you have a question, don't presume to take the supper today. Ask first. And then we have this note at the end. Juice is provided for those who for health or other reasons cannot have wine. This is for your information. And juice is provided in the center of the serving dishes, and wine is in the outer ring, so be mindful of that. Well, before we take the Lord's Supper, let me just say a few things. The Lord's Supper is a sign of the glorious message that I just preached to you, that God has come near in the person and work of Jesus Christ for salvation of His people. And He has won victory over sin and death by His death, by the breaking of His body and the shedding of His blood. And this is a tangible sign of the message that was just preached to you. It's also a pledge in light of Christ's resurrection that He will be with you and that He will be near to deliver you and to keep all of His promises, to deliver you out of bondage to sin and affliction and into the land of abundance flowing with milk and honey and every spiritual blessing. All those spiritual blessings that He has purchased by His own blood. And so having said those things, let's go to prayer and ask the Lord to bless our participation and our partaking of these elements. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You once again and we're thankful that we have free access to You through Jesus Christ by His death and resurrection. And we thank You, dear Father, for this Lord's Supper that You have ordained for our benefit, our nourishment, our well-being. We praise You because You are a good God. You are a God of grace. And we praise You, dear Father, that You have sent Your Son into the world, what these elements represent, to be our Savior and to crush the head of the serpent and sin and death and the power of this world and the power of our own flesh. We thank You, dear Father, our sinful flesh. We thank You, dear Father, that You have saved us from our sins. And we thank You that these elements represent this salvation. And we ask, dear Father, in Your mercy and in Your grace, that You would draw near to us by Your Spirit, that we would partake of these things by faith. And we pray, dear Father, that our souls would be nourished as we consider their true meaning, especially in light of the sermon that we heard today. Help us to hear, help us to know, help us to remember, as You have remembered us and known us. We thank You, dear Father, for Your great promise, what these things represent. They are given to us to remind us of Christ's death in light of His resurrection. The one who died is the one who lives, and He sits at Your right hand and He rules all things. And He's advancing His kingdom and saving His people. We praise You and we thank You for this reminder. We ask, dear Father, then that we would take this supper with faith and with hope in remembrance that these elements are the guarantee. They have secured the blessings of heaven for us. And dear Father, that in time You will deliver us from the last remnants of the presence of sin in this life and deliver us gloriously into heaven. And we will see our Savior face to face and we will worship Him and serve Him forever, world without sin, world without end. And we praise You and we thank You in Christ's name. Bless these elements to these ends. Amen.